swallowed a little bit of the tape and said, "No bishop." And I said, "No bracelet?" He said, "No, no." In other words, I misunderstood him. And I said, "Oh, no spaceship?" He said, "Yeah, spaceship gone." "Spaceship gone?"
"Yeah." "Turn it on."
"Want to turn it on?"
"Yeah."
"Want to listen to Ross?"
"Yeah."
"Okay." "Oh, no Ross."
"Huh?"
"Ross is all gone."
"I feel good?"
"Mm-hmm."
"Why?"
"He's not on this tape."
"My tape?"
"Mm-hmm."
"Why?"
"Well, because I turned the volume off."
"Why?"
"Turned the volume off."
"Why?"
Where's your spaceship?"
"My spaceship?"
"Mm-hmm."
Testing 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3.
"Spaceship. The spaceship."
"Oh, yeah?"
"Yeah." "What's... we'll watch Pie Pie."
"You want to watch Pie Pie?"
"Yeah."
"Okay, I'll be there. You go ahead. I'll get down in a second, okay?"
"Okay."
Now we're recording Marky. Said sneezes. You sneeze.
Headache.
And says, "Don't you do it. Don't you
do it."
And you don't do it.
Don't dare.
Don't you dare.
Don't you dare. Yeah.
Shame on you.
How about you?
And clean your nose. Clean your nose.
Yeah.
And then we were talking about what's this?
That my back.
No, that's your bottom.
What's that?
He calls his hind end his back. That's your bottom.
That's my back.
No, that's your bottom.
What's that? My back.
And he won't let me tell him. He
that's
keeps.
My back.
He's convinced that's his back. No, that's your bottom.
That's my back.
It's your bottom. No, this is your bottom, Russ. And okay, you wake up. Come on, you wake up.
No.
Time to wake up. Oh, you smeared your nose all over. Dirty nose. You have a dirty nose. You have a dirty nose?
Yeah.
I'll say something. What do you want to
say? Yeah. I'm working. I have food.
Is that the telephone?
Marky's cell phone.
Okay, it's time to get up. It'll hurt you real bad.
Yeah.
It'll hurt you real bad.
Yeah.
Don't you dare do that. Did it hurt?
Yeah.
Did it hurt a lot?
Yeah. Ow!
What happened?
Hurt.
Hurt?
Yeah.
Real bad?
Real bad.
Don't you dare do that.
Ah! It hurt.
It hurt? What happened?
The tiger got me.
Tiger got your finger?
Yeah.
Where's the tiger?
Right here.
Right there, inside the machine?
Yeah.
Show me, where's the tiger?
Right there.
Okay. He also says,
tiger.
Ross says, see this. See this. See the microphone. Thank you.
It's the 31st of May, and we've got about 3 days of notes here, 2 days of notes. Now, do you want to do this first one, Mary, about what's that, a lid? Okay, why don't you go ahead. Yeah, this is the morning of the 31st.
Mary. Ross said, what's that? And I said, a lid. It was for the carrot jar.
Excuse me, what?
Don't see it.
No.
He doesn't see his stick.
You don't see it? Okay, I'll go get his stick. Yeah, you go ahead.
Anyway, he was playing with the lids of the baby food. So he picked up one for the carrot jar, and he said, what's that? And I said, a lid. And then he picked up the next lid and said, what's that? And I said, that's the lid for the meat jar.
Yep.
And then he put them both together and said, what's that?
Yeah.
And I said, that's two lids.
That's two lids.
So he handed it back to me and said, you open it. Which what he meant was take it apart.
Open it,
please. So I said, okay, I'll take it apart. You want it apart. And then that we went around with that a couple times, and finally he said, you take it out. Because he couldn't remember take it apart. Here you go.
Thank you. Okay.
I thought it was interesting because
okay. Let's see, last night he said that peanut butter sandwich, so he knows how to say peanut butter sandwich. Ross, is that a peanut butter sandwich?
Yeah.
What is it, honey?
Peanut butter sandwich.
Is there a peanut butter sandwich? Okay. Where's your Flintstones, Ross? You want to come over here and tell me about it? Come on over here and tell me about Flintstones. Anyway, he said he dropped some milk, and he said, Flintstones dropped it. He spilled some milk out of his bottle and said, Flintstones dropped it. He meant, you know, the Barney bottle. It dropped out of the Barney bottle, but you could call that animism, I guess. And then he said he was going to put his underoos away, and he said, put a Ross's. And he did. He went and put his underoos back into his room. And he meant put in Ross's room. So this morning he showed us a cow, and he said, that a cow, not horsey.
Yeah.
And then he went to his room and said, I get another horsey.
Yeah.
I get another horsey. So he seems to be, he thinks it's a cow, but then he got confused about it. Okay. Now let's see. He said he wanted more things. I guess on the 30th or 29th, he said he wanted some more things, and he said, two more. Like, I want a lot more. It's as if he says, you know, something is too big. It's as if it's a lot big or very big. I guess he thinks that he's using two as if it were very or very much. And he said, you want two more, so I want a lot more. I guess it's like a lot or very. Isn't it funny? He said, two more. I want two more. You know, like two more.
Okay.
And then he asked me, he said, went you office? So he's fronting the verb productively. Notice that, Mary. Went you office? You know, he said subject verb inversion, but he doesn't have the do mean the inverted verb. And then he said, I go office. Then he told me, no take a shower. No take a shower, he said. No take a shower. Take a, and then he stopped. I think he wanted to say. Oh, sorry. He said, no, take a shower. Take a watch TV. Don't take a shower. I want to watch TV. So he said, take a shower. Take a watch TV.
Uh-huh.
Take a pause. Watch TV. So don't do taking shower. Do watching TV. And then I said, a little later, I said to him, Ross, where are you going? And he said, going pee-pee grass. And he went pee-pee on the grass. And then he said, going to flush it. Of course, he couldn't flush it outside. And then he had a stick, and he showed me, see the pipe? And he said, that pipe. And he points to his Barney bottle and says that it got hurt. He said, Barney got hurt. And he comes down the slide. He goes out down the slide in his house, and he says, Marky wants to do it, which is, Marky wants to go down the slide, which is not true. Marky didn't want to do it. Let's see. Now, I'm not sure about this one. He said, I hammer this. I think he meant I hit this with, and it wasn't a hammer, it was a tool like a hammer. And then he said, I hammer you. So I'm going to hit you with a hammer, is what he meant. But he didn't. And Mary said, why did you throw the toothbrush into the dirty clothes? And Ross said, well, I dirtied it. And he says, I bite it, when he means I bit it. So he's using the present for the past. Bite means eating, but that's okay, because we've told him that. And then he says, he wanted me to feed him. He says, you feed me. And don't going means don't going to office. Don't going. And he said, put my finger tea. I put my finger in the tea. Put my finger tea. This is a couple days ago. He was stirring that tea at the breakfast. He said, put my finger tea. And he says a lot, you bug off. In fact, very obnoxiously so. You bug off. Which he learned from somebody. And he also says, hold on, hold on. What you want, honey?
I want my bottle.
You want your bottle?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know where it is.
What?
What's that you got on? You sure do look like a mess.
Blanket.
You sure are a mess. You know somebody's going to cut your hair.
No.
Oh, should we cut hair today?
That hair is awful long.
We can cut Daddy's hair and we can cut yours.
I don't think Daddy needs it. First. And some things from June 1st. Ross was, Mary was out gardening, and Mommy, he said, Mommy, where are you? Where are you? He says. And he said, Mommy side. And I said, Mommy's outside. He said, Mommy inside. He had it all wrong. Yeah, he says side.
He doesn't
know.